City officials say they and their human services colleagues in the private sector made contact with 1,090 homeless people during the annual point-in-time count on January 16th. That number's up about 100 from the 2016 figure. About a quarter of those were families with children. That's one of the areas where Don Kinder says the city is actually making progress. Kinder directs the City of Spokane's Community, Housing, and Human Services Department.
In the past 7 to 10 years or so, we have reduced family homelessness by about 60%. We've built, on average, 50 new permanent supportive housing units a year through new construction with Catholic Charities, Volunteers of America, SNAP, and others.
There's still plenty to do in that area, she says, but the needle is moving. She credits a well-integrated effort between government and nonprofit programs. She says the city-funded Family Promise Shelter in the Perry District has helped to move about 24 families off the streets into permanent housing since the beginning of the year. The city is also about halfway through a 100-day drive to move 100 homeless young people, especially those leaving the juvenile justice system or foster care, into housing. So far, she says 36 youth have found permanent housing. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.